I don't like to wait. Red lights. Grocery lines. Thank you. In fact, I kind of keep count on how many times at the grocery store I see a long line and I start figuring out. You do this too, right? Start figuring out as you get closer which one's going to be the fastest. And I keep count. About 60% of the time I go and I make the wrong decision and somebody else goes faster. I don't like to wait. You don't like to wait. Who likes to wait? We're an instant gratification, instant society. And so it's fascinating that today we start talking in Advent about how important it is to wait. Advent is a season of waiting. The church established it years ago that the church and its people might pause and acknowledge that Christ is coming but is not here yet. And so we know we'll celebrate Jesus' birthday in some 20 days or so, but we're waiting. Now, granted, some of you wish it was 40 days because you have so much yet to do, but it's not going to wait. It's going to be on that day, and we are waiting to get there. And Isaiah, in his passage, 700 years before Jesus, wrote, "To us a child is born, and the government will be upon his shoulder," the future tense. Seven times in that passage, the word "will" is used. It's looking forward. But it took 700 years until Jesus is born, reminding us that God's time and ours are so very different, but also reminding us that in our waiting, God still works. In our waiting, God still works. In those 700 years, biblical history reveals people like Jeremiah with his warnings, Nehemiah with his vision, Micah with his hope. The Old Testament prophets and many in between in those 700 years reminded us, taught us, and revealed to us that God was still working, even though the Messiah had not yet come. 700 years. We don't like waiting, especially when things aren't going well. And so some of you are not just waiting for Christmas right now. Some of you are waiting for the doctor's good news, but fearing it's bad. Some of you are waiting for a relationship to be healed, and you're wondering how you'll get through Christmas with this brokenness. Some of you are waiting for something to happen to give you a sense of hope because your finances are in a disastrous place. And some of you are just waiting for something, maybe a word from God, because you haven't heard in a long time. It's hard to wait in those places. But just as Isaiah and all who came after him revealed, even in our waiting, and even if we can't see it, because they couldn't see a lot of it back then, God is still at work in our waiting. God still is involved and at work in our waiting. So you're waiting for something. But know that even if you cannot see God's work, be patient, because God is at work in ways that perhaps you'll only see 10 years from now, maybe never. Because the scriptures remind us that they who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. Remember? They will mount up with wings like eagle. They will walk and not be weary. They will run and not wear out. Yes, waiting with God brings renewal. God is working even if we can't see it. And I want you to know about Ingrid, because she's a living example of that right now in this congregation. In mid-September, dear Ingrid went into a hospital in Philadelphia with the hope of a double lung transplant, the life-giving hope of a double lung transplant. Mid-September. She is still there. This woman of faith from our congregation, whose poor health has kept her from getting out for a long time, but whose faith is strong, has been waiting for 10 weeks. Twice a double lung transplant was that close. The lungs were available, but two things happened in two different ways, and it didn't happen. And she's still there. And then just this past week, she got news that she has stress fractures. Yesterday, she had surgery. and she's still waiting. But Ingrid has been bearing witness to God's work. She sends texts from the hospital in Philadelphia about how God is blessing her. And when she found out she had to have stress fracture surgery yesterday in order to be ready if new lungs become available, she said, "Thank God they found the stress fracture, because if they hadn't found it and I had gone into surgery without that surgery, it would have been disastrous. Thank God for the bad news about a stress fracture." You see, she in her waiting is seeing God at work, because God is at work in our waiting. In your waiting, whatever it may be, in your impatience, in your wondering, where is God? Hope is the gift of God. Be confident to know that God is always at work. You may not see it, but God is always at work in the midst of our waiting. And so as we pack for Bethlehem, today we pack patience, knowing that God is at work in our waiting. Amen.